It was hot. Even with the engine off and the heater off, it was hot. We had warmed up the whole inside of the car with our bodies. The windows steamed so that the light from the parking lot came in all diffused, like light through a pebbled glass bathroom window, and the radio was on. Mighty John Marshall, Making with the Oldies, the humble yet nonetheless mighty, playing the Four Seasons and the Dovells, and Jack Scott and Little Richard and Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, all those oldies. And her sweater was open and her bra was draped over the seat with one strap hanging down, a thick white strap. Bra technology in those days hadn't yet taken that next great leap forward. And oh man, her skin was warm, her nipple rough in my mouth. And she still had her panties on, but only sorta. They were all pushed and bunched to one side, and I had first one finger in her, and then two fingers, Chuck Berry singing Johnny B. Good and the Royal Teens singing Short Shorts. And her hand was inside my fly, fingers pulling at the elastic of my own short shorts, and I could smell her, the perfume on her neck and the sweat on her temples just below where her hair started. And I could hear her, hear the live pulse of her breath, wordless whispers in my mouth as we kissed. All of this with the front seat of my car pushed back as far as it would go, me not thinking of flunk prelims or the war in Vietnam or LBJ wearing a lei or hearts or anything, only wanting her right here and right now. And then suddenly she was straightening up and straightening me up, both hands planted on my chest, splayed fingers pushing me back toward the steering wheel. I moved toward her again, slipping one of my own hands up her thigh, and she said, "Pete, no," in a sharp voice, and closed her legs, the knees coming together loud enough so I could hear the sound they made, that locking sound that means you're done making out, like it or not. I didn't like it, but I stopped. I leaned my head back against the fogged-up window on the driver's side, breathing hard. My cock was an iron bar stuffed down the front of my underwear, so hard it hurt. That would go away soon enough. No hard-on lasts forever. I think Benjamin Disraeli said that. But even after the erection's gone, the blue balls linger on. It's just a fact of guy life. We had left the movie, some really terrible good old boy thing with Burt Reynolds in it, early, and had come back to the steam plant parking lot with the same thing on our minds. Or so I'd hoped. I guess it was the same thing, except I had been hoping for a little more of it than I'd gotten.